Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, this is Corey Dunnigan, the camera coach, and welcome to Full Frame. I'm looking to talk about everything photography, camera gear, photo tips, techniques, editing, even the business side of things. Really, we're just wanting to talk and geek out a little bit about cameras and that sort of thing. Hello, everybody. This is Corey with Camera Coach, and welcome to Full Frame with Corey, with a guest. Featured guest, Dominique Dunnigan, my niece, who recently went on a photo shoot with me. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a little bit here. Before I get into all of the content for today, I just want to kind of throw a few things out there. My usual, the website plug, right? So I've been really working on the website, trying to overhaul it and kind of make it a little bit neater and easier to find things. So if you have not seen the website recently, you can head on over to photocameracoach.com. And you can find everything from sample images to the gear guide, which is where you find recommended equipment, videos, the blog. You can subscribe to the newsletter, plenty of stuff, right? So it's kind of like the main hub. So if you haven't been to the website, please check it out. More updates are going to come soon. So looking to have that up and running, kind of completely turned around by the beginning of August. Shout outs all, as always. First and foremost, Rogue Media for this amazing studio that I'm sitting in right now recording. So it's great to have a place that is not crawling with kids or, you know, having a lot of background noise or whatever. So a recording studio is a great thing. So shout out to them. Also shout out to my Patreon level 2 supporters, Mandy, Kennan, and Corey. Really appreciate you guys supporting what we do and just trying to help people learn about cameras. And I also throw another one out there since we talked about this photo shoot that we just recently had. A big shout out to Hope Garrity, the art teacher at Waco High. One of the art teachers, sorry. So I just say the art teacher because she's just that cool. But anyways, so there are my intros. There's my shout outs, all that sort of stuff. And we're going to jump in. Dominique, you want to say hello?
Hi. How's everyone?
Nice. That is good. Okay. So today's topic is just a day in the life of a photographer. Going out doing photo shoots is just kind of what we do, right? And so we're just going to do a recap almost in a sense, just talk through the event and just how it went and that sort of thing and just kind of free flow with it. So before we do that, though, I have Dominique on the line. She's been working with me for a little bit, and we're going to keep working together for a while. I mentioned she's my niece, but she's also really interested in photography. So, you know, it's a win-win. Dominique, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into photography, and how long maybe you've been taking pictures?
I got into photography when I was a junior in high school. I would always take pictures with my phone, but that's nevertheless to say. I always got great compliments and all of that from the pictures I would take. And they was like, you know, you should become a photographer. So I was like, I really didn't think about it at that time. But then I guess later that year, my junior year, I was like, okay, I want to get a camera. So I told my mom, I was like, Mom, hey, I really want to work on taking pictures and stuff like that. So she ended up surprising me my junior year for my birthday with the camera. And so I just started working with that. So basically, since I was a junior in high school, I've been taking pictures.
Cool. Okay. All right. So junior in high school, let's flash back here. So that's what, about 17 years old, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And you are currently how old?
23.
Okay. I did know that, everybody. I was, making her kind of dialogue there. So I want her to talk. I don't want to be the only one. Right. So about 7 years or so, right? So you've been kind of experimenting and that sort of thing. You did have a little bit of a dip there where you had some equipment that was stolen and kind of a setback, but you're still pushing, which is great, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So what would you say your concentration is? So you can pick more than one of these, but just sports, events, portraits, products, what do you say?
I like to do events more of like birthdays or outing events, gender reveals, like really like I'm not a big event type of person, so I like to kind of keep things small. I also like to do portraits. That's like one of my favorites.
So portraits and events?
Yeah, portraits and events is kind of like where my niche is.
Gotcha. Okay, and if push came to shove and you could only do one, I know this is hard because I can hardly answer this myself, which one would you do out of the two? No pressure.
The pressure. Dang it. I would do events.
Okay. All right. We're not going to go full classroom mode and like, why? Okay. So that could obviously change. But portraits, if push came to shove, for me, I start off in sports. And so I do sports, events, and portraits. For me, I'd say it's probably between portraits and sports. I just can't really let go of sports. Just the time factor for sports is really tough though. So if maybe my wife were sitting in the room here, I'd have to say portraits, but I honestly, if there were no, if everything was just kind of ideal, then sports would probably be my main gig, but portraits are pretty fun, especially when we get a chance to put a studio together. So, all right. So, concentration, we covered that. What's your favorite camera? So what are you currently using?
I'm currently using a Canon T7, mm-hmm. With a lens of an F8 millimeter, 50 millimeter, I believe. Yes.
Okay. So a 50 millimeter, I'm assuming that's a prime. It's a 1.8.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, so that's kind of your go-to right now?
Right now, yes. I do expand on my equipment, but for right now, that's what I'm working with.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So let's see. We're almost drawing to the end of the intro phase here. So a little interview section. We got two more questions, okay? Number one of the last two. What is one piece of advice you would give or share with someone that's new to photography?
I would let that person know to take your time to learn your camera and to study it. And that you will never stop learning how to master your camera, and that photography is also something you can't just pick up overnight.
Right.
So it's an ongoing learning experience. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So that's awesome because, I said one piece of advice, but it all kind of spills over, right? So, you talked about that it takes time, number one. So a lot of people like, I just snapped this little button, right? And I'm taking pictures. When you really get into photography, there's so much more to it, and you're always learning. I've been doing photography for about 13 years, and it's still just more things, whether it's the technology or just getting better at your skills. That's one. For me, I usually will say that one, and I'll also add, photography is not cheap. So whether you're paying someone to do photography for you or you're getting equipment, just know going in that
there's no choice.
Yeah, you know,
it will run your park.
It is a very expensive hobby. And if it becomes more than a hobby, then, you know, just be prepared. It's just one of those things. If you're going to do it well, you know, if you're really going to grow and just kind of progress and that sort of thing, you just have to be prepared. It costs money.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. Okay, cool. And then our last question for you before we kind of get into our photo shoot recap section. How can people find you? You're in, I was going to say Midlothian. That's wrong. Wow. Okay. So too many M's. You're in Mansfield, so near the Dallas-Fort Worth area, right?
Yeah.
What's the easiest way for people to find you? Do you have a website, Facebook, what?
I have a Instagram account and I have a Facebook account.
Okay. All right. So do you know the handles off the top of your head? So what's your Insta account?
My Instagram account is going to be u_r_photogenic. And then the other account is going to be my name, which is Shantae, Chante _Dunnigan, Dunnigan. And then my Facebook is going to be my first and last name, Dominique Dunnigan. DominiqueDunnigue. Dunnigan, DuniGan.
Okay, perfect. Do you have a actual Facebook page or just your personal Facebook?
Just personal.
Okay. Cool. All right. Cool. Well, that helps quite a bit there. So for my crew, my followers there, I think we've effectively introduced Dominique, and so she, like I said, has been working with me really throughout the summer here, and we've gotten a chance to just visit, you know, spend time as family, but also spend time help like setting up studio and just talking photography. So we recently went to a photo shoot on July 22nd. So today's date is July 26th that we're recording, and so just a few days ago, it was a Friday. And as you know, in Texas, it is extremely, extremely hot right now. So it was the middle of the afternoon, supposed to be 3 o'clock, and, you know, the high for the day was like 103 or something. So it's just burning up outside. And it's in the middle of nowhere. Aquila, Texas is definitely a small place and, wide open spaces, lots of trees and lots of land. But it was like a little wedding retreat place. So they had a barn with a couple of cottages and that sort of thing. And so we had a large family that had some grown, some adult, children. So we had like the grandparents, adult children, and then their spouses and their kids. And so it was about 5 different families that were represented. And, we were going to do individual shoots for them, like kind of mini shoots, and then do one big group, session as well. And so when you're dealing with families, it's always, 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 fluid, which means it's never going to go the way you plan. And so we had quite a bit that happened. Dominique, what are a couple of things that stand out? Like, what do you think is the most maybe memorable couple of things that happened at that shoot?
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds Gummy Clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Setting up,
okay.
Yeah, setting up was like my main like eye-opener, I guess I would say. So that you could prepare yourself, so you're not rushing to get things done or to set up the way that you would like it to be. And, you know, of course, sometimes things don't always go according to plan. So always make sure you have a backup plan to execute, you know.
There you go. That's excellent. That's well said. So a little bit more detail about our specific shoot, right? So we got there, it was supposed to start at 3:00. And when we got there, they said, well, it's probably going to start closer to 4:00. Not everyone's really here or ready. So we had a little more extra time, Wow. My English teachers would hate me for that. But anyways, a little more time on our hands, which was really good because we tried to set up under some trees outside and my wireless triggers weren't working, traded out batteries, traded out different lights, all sorts of stuff. And it would work when I test it. And then as soon as I really, really needed it to work, it just wouldn't work. Okay? And it over and over and over. So quite frustrating, but at least time-wise, I wasn't really in a crunch. So I was like, okay, cool, fine. We'll find another solution. Went through option A and B and C, and just never really kind of came together fully. And then we moved inside because it was really hot and there were some older people in the family. So, you know, wanted to make sure that they weren't, they were in a good space and they weren't exposed to the heat for a really long time. So we moved the lights in, still testing things, trying things out, and the wireless triggers just weren't working. Eventually had to go just to putting them in slave mode and using a speed light on top of my camera to trigger those, the external ones that were on light stands. So I think the family, for the most part, didn't realize everything that was going wrong. There were a few times where I test something and it would work, and then they were there and I tried to take a picture and the lights wouldn't go off. Right. But I don't think they really got a full grasp of like, hey, this is option F for me, you know, kind of thing. So would you say would you agree with that, Dominique? What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, I would agree with that. I don't think they really understood, you know, but we got it together.
Yes. They were very gracious. They were really relaxed too. So they weren't really kind of like the Bridezilla type, you know, type of thing going on. Cause you know, when you deal with people that are in weddings and that sort of stuff in that time frame, it can be kind of stressful. So it wasn't super stressful from them, which was great. And so we went through, we did a few families, and then come to find out we didn't get to do 5 families. 2 of the families decided last minute to drop out. And so it was not a prepaid shoot. It was one of those on the back end where they were going to pay. And really that's one that we didn't talk a whole lot about, Dominique, but in future sessions, there needs to be some sort of, you know, booking fee, you know, even if it's people that you know, that kind of thing, just to keep everything honest. And if they decide to, you know, pull out, at least you've still gotten something for your efforts, you know, for being there and setting up and doing the whole deal. Mm-hmm. Right. So, yes, I think we both learned something. What were you going to say?
I said I totally agree with that.
Yeah. So, that's pretty much it. I would say we both kind of learned something. This, I would say, by far was probably my most challenging photo shoot in a long time, because things just weren't going correctly when it came to my lights. But again, it's better when your clients, the people you're working with, are more laid back and they're just kind of like, okay, you know, we'll take a minute or two, whatever. And so didn't really feel a lot of push from them. So, I think that just about kind of wraps up, you know, the recap thing. And, so, Dominique, would you go on another session like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Yeah, okay. Excellent. Well, I will hold you to that because, you know, there should be some more stuff coming down the line pretty soon. And we'll have another episode, you know, to record just a day in the life and just figuring out photography on the business side and how to do things in a way that look professional and have fun with it, you know? So that just about wraps up this session. I do want to take a few minutes to talk. Dominique did mention ways to find her. You know, Instagram, you've got U_, that is the letter U, _R_ photogenic.
That's the word U.
Ah, look at that. See? I should have asked. Okay, so U, is it the word R or the letter R? Okay, so.
In the actual word R.
Okay. All right. So now we got that right. If you were thinking like me, I was like, oh, it's got to be as short as possible, right, for Instagram. But no, people actually use words sometimes. So so it's U, the word U, underscore R, underscore photogenic, right? And so that's our Instagram, her Instagram handle. And then you can find her at Facebook as well. And that's just Dominique Dunnigan. Last name Dunnigan, D-U-N-I-G-A-N. So that is for Dominique. Ways that you can actually reach me through Camera Coach. First of all, I mentioned the website already, so photocameracoach.com. That is the main hub. It's got links to everything else that I'm about to mention. So I'm going to run through a list of things. Number one, Patreon. I mentioned a few of our supporters. A huge shout out to them again. So thanks, Ken and Corey and Molly and Mandy. Really appreciate you guys. And so Patreon is just a platform where supporters can contribute monthly to an artist, you know, mostly artists are on that platform. And photography definitely is a form of art. And the things that I'm doing right now, especially trying to get back into live streaming and doing podcasts, those aren't paid things. So it's an easy way to kind of get some support and make sure that this keeps going. So if you're interested in supporting, that's a huge way. There's level one is just $5 a month. So it's like buying a cup of coffee for me or something. Actually, I don't drink coffee, so let's go with a cup of tea, right? It goes all the way up to 50 a month. And so those higher levels, that's actually for those that would like maybe their businesses mentioned or their organization mentioned. So that is one way to support. I mentioned live streaming. So you can find me at on Twitch, on YouTube, or Vimeo. So a lot of different avenues there. YouTube, it's Photo Camera Coach. Vimeo is Camera Coach. And Twitch is also just Camera Coach. So I will be live streaming through all of those platforms. So we may do a few more test runs on that. But by August, we will be streaming to all platforms, including Facebook Live. So Facebook, you can find me at Photo Camera Coach. And another side thing here, I do teach classes. I teach photography classes for youth ages 10 to 18 through a platform called OutSchool. So I've been a teacher. I've been teaching photography at the high school level the last 5 years, and I'm extending that, taking a step back from the classroom and going into the virtual classroom, if you will. And you can find me at OutSchool. There will be a link to my OutSchool, the online classes, on the website. So photocameracoach.com, again, is the way to go. It's the place to be. And let's see, am I forgetting anything? Oh, Flickr. Okay, so I am putting together just a gallery, really just trying to kind of set up more of, I'd call it maybe a portfolio, but just a place to really post my things that's not really super social media driven, like a Facebook or Instagram. So Flickr, you can find me, Photo Camera Coach, there. In closing, if you ever need to or would like to send a question that you'd like answered in a podcast or a live stream, you can send a quick text to area code 254-307-7469. You could just jump on the live stream and type something in, but you know, some people may not want it that way, want to do things that way. So there you go. Again, the number 254-307-7469. Appreciate everyone tuning in this time for A Day in the Life featuring guest Dominique Dunnigan. All right, Dominique, thanks for joining us. This is going to close everything out. I hope you guys have a great day. This is Corey signing off. You will be able to find me at photocameracoach.com or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find me at roguemedianetwork.com.
This has been a Rogue Media Podcast.